Lost 5 men in all, said Dickens. 2 got hit by arrows, 1 fell off the barricade, and 1 cut his own throat by accident. It happens. They stared at him. Oh, you thought it didn't, said Dickens. You get a lot of worried people and edged weapons and a lot of scurrying, all in one place. You'd be amazed at the casualties you can get even when you're 50 miles from an enemy. People die.
Did Nancy Ball have a mum? Said Sam.
He was brought up by his gran, but she's dead, said Wiglet.
No one else?
Dunno.
He never talked about them.
He never talked about anything very much, said Wiglet.
What you do is you have a whip round, said Dickens firmly. Wreath, coffin, the lot. You don't let anyone else do it. And another thing.
Vimes sat a little way from the men, watching the street. There were groups of former defenders and veterans and watchmen everywhere. He watched a man buy a pie from Dibbler, and shook his head and grinned. On a day when you couldn't give steak away, some people would still buy a pie from Dibbler. It was a triumph of salesmanship, and the city's famously atrophied taste buds. The song began. Whether it was a requiem or a victory chant, he didn't know, but Dickens started it and the rest joined in, each man singing as though he was all by himself and unaware of the rest. See the little angels rise up high. Others were picking up the tune. Red Shoe was also sitting all alone, on a piece of barricade currently not in dispute, still clutching the flag and looking so miserable that Vimes felt moved to go and speak to him.
Rise up, rise up, rise up, how do they rise up high?
It could have been good, Sergeant, said Reg, looking up. It really could, a city where a man can breathe free.
They rise arse up, arse up, arse up, see the little angels rise up high.
We's free, Reg, said Vimes, sitting down next to him. This is Ankh Morpork.
And they all hit that line together, thought the part of him that was listening with the other ear. Strange that they should do that. Or maybe not.
Yeah, make a joke of it. Everyone thinks it's funny, said Reg, looking at his feet.
I don't know if this'll help, Veg, but I didn't even get my hard-boiled egg, said Vimes.
And what's going to happen next? Said Reg,
far too sunk in misery to sympathise or, for that matter, notice.
All the little angels rise up, rise up. I really don't know. Things will get better for a while, I expect. But I don't know what I'm...
Vimes stopped. On the far side of the street, oblivious to the traffic, a little wizened old man was sweeping dust out of a doorway. Vimes stood up and stared. The little man saw him and gave him a wave. And at that moment, yet another cart rumbled down the road, piled high with former barricade. Vimes flung himself flat and stared between the legs and wheels. Yes, the slightly bandy legs and the battered sandals were still there, and still there too when the cart had passed, and still there when Vimes started to run across the street, and may have been there when the unregarded following cart almost knocked him over, and were completely not there when he straightened up. He stood where they had been, in the busy street, on the sunny morning, and felt the night sweep over him. He felt the hairs stand up on his neck. The conversations around him grew louder, became a clamour in his ears, and the light was too bright. There were no shadows, and he was looking for shadows now. He dodged and jinked across the street to the singing men and waved them into silence.
"Get ready," he growled. "Something's going to happen."
"What, Sarge?" said Sam.
"Something not good, I think. An attack, maybe."
Vimes scanned the street for, what, little old men with brooms? If anything, the scene was less menacing than before the Troubles, because now the other shoe had dropped. People weren't standing around waiting for it any more. There was a general bustle.
"No offence, Sarge," said Dickens, "but it all looks peaceful enough to me. There's an amnesty, Sarge. No one's fighting anyone."
"Sarge! Sarge!"
They all turned. Nobby Nobbs was sidling and skipping down the street. They saw his lips shape a message, completely drowned out by the squeals from a wagonload of pigs. Lance Constable Sam Vimes looked at the face of his sergeant.
"Something is wrong," he said. "Look at Sarge."
"Will what?"
said Fred Colon. "A giant bird's going to drop out the sky or something?" There was a thud and a gasp from Wiglet. An arrow had hit him in the chest and had gone right through. Another one smacked into the wall above Vimes's head, showering dust.
"In here!" he yelled.
The door to the shop behind them was open and he plunged through. People piled in behind him. He heard the noise of arrows outside and one or two screams.
"Amnesty, Sergeant," he said.
Outside, the rumbling carts had stopped, blocking out the light to the bull's-eye panes of the shop windows and temporarily shielding it.
"Then it's got to be some idiots," said Dickens. "Rebels, maybe."
"Why?"
"There were never that many rebels, we know that. Anyway, they won."
Now there was shouting.